Radio On The Go News.
With Radio On The Go News, I'm Brian Fincher reporting. Authorities have confirmed that an Iowa woman who was reported missing earlier this month died in an apparent murder-suicide at her ex-husband's home. Charles City Police say the body of 44-year-old Jennifer Jo Swingen, also known as Jennifer Smith, was found last week. Police say her ex-husband, 46-year-old Shane Swingen, died on October 12th of an apparent drug overdose. Officers later found Jennifer Swingen's body at the home. Police say an autopsy determined she had been strangled. Court records show they divorced in 2019. He lived in Charles City and she lived in Dunkerton. Updating you on a story we brought to you earlier this week, Franklin County Sheriff's Department continues to investigate a single vehicle accident that took place Sunday morning, 948 Highway 65, Rural Geneva. A vehicle was heading westbound on 105th Street and crossed Highway 65 at a high rate of speed, failing to stop. The vehicle destroyed a T-intersection sign that was in the road ditch, then continued into the yard of the residence, went completely through the garage, then through the yard before leaving again on Highway 65. The accident left several $1,000s of damage to the garage and items stored inside and behind it. Franklin County Sheriff Aaron Dodd tells Radio On The Go News the department is looking for a white in color 2014 through 2018 GMC Sierra pickup truck. The pickup truck would have significant damage to the driver's side, including the mirror, front end, and roof. An image of a similar vehicle be found under this news story at radioonthego.com. Yesterday, about 8:25 p.m., Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Department called out on the report of a single vehicle rollover accident in the 13,000 block of Thrush Avenue southeast of Mason City. 20-year-old Terrence Matlock of Rockwell was driving a 2007 Chevrolet Malibu when he struck a deer while trying to miss a second deer and lost control, going into the east ditch and rolling his car a few times. Matlock and his passenger, 18-year-old Anna Yerman of Latimer, received minor injuries while the Malibu was totaled. Assisting at the scene were the Mason City Fire Department medics. Yesterday morning, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department arrested 40-year-old Adam Moon of Ames, who was wanted on a Hardin County warrant for failing to serve a jail sentence from the original charge of domestic assault. Yesterday morning, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department arrested 19-year-old Damani Holt of Des Moines, who was wanted on a Hardin County warrant for a probation violation. Both are being held at the Hardin County Jail. The Iowa Falls Police Department Wednesday night arrested 39-year-old Justin Bittner of Iowa Falls, who was wanted on a Hardin County warrant for failing to appear from the original charge of driving while suspended. Bittner was later released. Wednesday night, the Clarksville Police Department arrested 27-year-old Richard Allen Butterfield of Olmine for driving while barred. Butterfield was released on his own recognizance yesterday. The Nonpartisan Legislative Services Agency in Iowa yesterday released the second set of proposed state redistricting maps after the first set was rejected by Republicans in the state Senate. Under the latest proposed congressional district map, District 4, currently represented by Randy Feenster, would cover 36 counties, including Hancock, Wright, and Franklin in the broadcast area. Feenster announced Wednesday that he will seek a second term in office. District 2 would be flipped with District 1, as District 2, which currently covers southeast Iowa and represented by Marionette Miller Meeks, would be moving to covering 22 counties in northeast Iowa, including Cerro Gordo, Floyd, Butler, Hardin, and Grundy in the local area. This week, the Hardin County Board of Supervisors approved a request to transfer $25,000 from the county's local option sales tax to a new fund that would be used for what is being called as Project Tom. Project Tom is a development project that is now entering into the legal and engineering phases, but due to confidentiality agreements, little other information has been released about it. In other business, the Hardin County Board of Supervisors appointed four people to the County Compensation Board. They are Justin Weber, Dave Sweeney, Robert Harms, and Jeremiah Andrews. The 2021 fall harvest is winding down as farmers are already thinking about the 2022 growing season. Iowa State Extension field agronomist Angie Rekens tells Radio On The Go News that one input farmers are reviewing involves fertilizer, especially since its prices increased in recent weeks.
I would encourage people to take a good, long, hard look at your most recent soil test. If you're in that high or very high category, the likelihood of seeing a return on investment from additional fertilizer dollars is very small, actually. You only have about a 15% chance for a return on investment in those dollars. If you're in that optimum category, you might just want to do a replacement fertilizer program. If you're in that low or very low category, it's never a time to skimp on fertilizer, so maybe you can allocate your fertilizer dollars to those areas.
Recent projections from the USDA for the harvest estimated Iowa farmers would average 58 bushels an acre for soybeans and 193 bushels an acre for corn. Wednesday night, the Rockwell City Council approved to purchase a new taser for the police department to not exceed $2,500. The Rockwell Council approved the purchase of a Smith & Wesson AR-15 rifle for $799. The Rockwell City Council also decided to have the city policy state that a person must work for the city for 30 days before they would be eligible for life insurance coverage. The lineup for the 2022 Winter Dance Party at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake has been announced. Don McLean will perform on Thursday, February 3rd, while the Killer V's and Friends and the White Sidewalls will perform on February 4th. Saturday, February 5th, will feature several acts, including the group Los Lobos, along with Jason D. Williams and Austin Alsop. Tickets go on sale Wednesday, November 10th at 8 a.m. with a three-day pass for $120. Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is Brian Stevens, a member of the North Central Iowa Model Railroad Club. We'll talk about the Model Railroad show and sale coming up on October 31st. At the Franklin County Convention Center. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays over the noon hour on KLMJ, following the news, weather, and obituaries, with archive programs available under the News tab at radioonthego.com. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 48, and the low of 33. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.